Thanks, and welcome back to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your host. And today I'm going to talk about a Uber thing, okay?
An Uber.
You ever wonder what's lost and found in Uber cars?
I do not believe I've ever pondered that.
That's interesting.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. In 1985, the Nebraska Game and Parks Foundation accepted the gift 7,200-acre Bar 99 Ranch from the estate of former U.S. Senator Eve Bowring. It's now the Arthur Bowring Sandhills State Historical Park Ranch. Check it out at Merriman, Nebraska. One of the hidden gems by going to visitvalentine.org.
Uber, huh?
Yep.
You're going to stick with that. Well, remember how I've been sharing some different pieces
if men really were ruled the world?
Yeah. If men really ruled the world.
Okay.
Well, every man would get 4 real get out of jail free cards a year.
I don't think I'd need that many.
It would be perfectly legal to steal a sports car as long as you returned it the following day with a full tank of gas.
A full tank of gas. That's the key to get you out of jail.
That's right. That's right. And when a cop gave you a ticket, every smart aleck answer you responded with would actually reduce your fine. As in, the cop says, you know how fast you are going, and you reply, all I know is I was spilling my beer all over the place. And the cop would say, nice one. That's $10 off.
There you go.
And people would never talk about how fresh they felt. The last one, telephones would automatically cut off after 30 seconds of conversation.
There you go.
Yep. If it was men's turn to rule the world. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and there's a valid reason. They are the experts. They have a whole team that check out everything. They keep you current on all things that matter in the livestock industry. And just going online alone, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest section, plus so much more. And then you get the printed edition at your house and filled with great information. Cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, I found this kind of interesting from Zach Dean, and so I thought I'd share that with you, part of it anyway. Ride-sharing service Uber released its 10th annual Lost and Found Index, an accounting of the most common and most unusual items left behind by passengers. The top 10 most unique items of the 10th Uber Lost and Found Index were dentures with only 2 teeth, some human hair, a Donny Osmond group picture, an ankle monitor, 420 donuts, George Washington hospital discharge papers, a sack of marbles, an oxygen tank, and gold mouth grills. Now, Uber said the most commonly forgotten items during the past year, now these would kind of make sense, were phones, wallets, luggage, keys, headphones, clothing, passports, glasses, jewelry, and laptops. The most forgetful cities for Uber passengers were identified as New York, Miami, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, Dallas, Boston, Atlanta, and Newark, New Jersey. Sundays were identified as the most forgetful days of the week, while the most forgetful day overall was, for some reason, July 17th. They also looked back at the 10 most unique items left behind during the past decade. A lobster in 2017, a tie between a rider who forgot my brother and divorce papers in 2018. A large painting of Kate Middleton in 2021. 500 grams of caviar in 2022. A live toy poodle dog in 2023.
Poor poodle.
And a 75-gallon fish tank just in 2026 so far. How do you forget that?
I don't know. Their child?
It's interesting.
Their lobster? So, yeah. Their so, fish tank?
That is from Uber.
Uber's latest reports, it sounds like. We've been talking lately about how to tell when you are over the hill. Here's something. When you do the hokey pokey, you put your left hip out and it stays out.
Oh, no. One of the throw pillows on your bed is a hot water bottle.
Conversations with people your own age often turn into dueling ailments.
Oh, no. And you might know you're getting older when you keep repeating yourself.
That sounds pretty familiar. And it takes a couple of tries to get over a speed bump.
Well, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We always like hearing from our listeners out there, whether you're in Montana or Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, wherever it might be. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.